Finding suitable mental health medications can be a challenge. The GeneSight test may help. Did you know that genetics can play an important role in gaining insight on how a person may respond to various medications? Understanding this may help reduce medication trial and error. GeneSight is a genetic test that analyzes variations in DNA. It shows how genes may affect someone's metabolism or response to medications commonly prescribed to treat depression, anxiety, and other mental health conditions. Visit GeneSight.com for more information.
Ready to roll? All right, dude, we're just doing a warm-up, and you used to be a real assassin, or a different kind of assassin. Now you're the bass assassin. So let's hear a fishing story.
Oh, man, where do I start? I've got a lot. You know, I've got a lot of really cool, like, big fish stories and stuff, but, you know, when I think about something that kind of makes me really laugh, it's, you know, when I started guiding full-time, I had this client that I took out, and, you know, he's just a big guy, you know, heavy-set guy, just really big dude, and, you know, we had a great time, you know, good conversation, and we're out there, and he had mentioned something to me, like, earlier in the day about, you know, having like some stomach issues. His concern was, hey, are we close where we're going to be fishing? Will we be any, you know, somewhat close to a bathroom? And I was like, yeah, I mean, we'll be within 5 minutes, 10
like,
minutes.
Like right off the bat, that was his first question.
Well, it wasn't his first one, but it was something he mentioned that, you know, he was asking an array of different questions about, hey, how big's this body of water and how many acres and, you know, what kind of species of fish will you find in this lake and, you know, yada, yada, yada. And then he happened to mention that. I didn't really think anything of it. Fast forward a couple hours when we're, you know, down, getting in and down nitty gritty with fishing. And he randomly is like, hey, where did you say that bathroom was? Are we close to it? And, you know, he sounded like really concerned, like in a panic. And I told him, I said, if you need to go. And before I could finish my sentence of telling him, hey, if you need to go, we can run over real quick. I could feel the boat kind of shaking a little bit. And as I look back, this dude's stripping down butt-ass naked.
Completely fucking naked?
Like, naked, dude. Like, naked. And straight up, like, jumps in the water and does what he's got.
Did you see him jump in the water?
Yeah. I saw him. I heard him. I mean, it was...
So he jumped in the water to take a fucking... to drop a deuce?
Yeah. He was like, I had to go. Like,
sinkers or floaters?
I can't say.
You didn't snag one?
I mean, I thought about, like, maybe getting one with the net, you know, and, like, but,
yeah. They were too fast?
They were too fast.
Right on. What was it like when he got back in the fucking boat?
He couldn't get back in the boat. I had to help him.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah.
What was that conversation like?
It was like, I didn't know, like, do I help the guy? He's fucking naked. Like,
yeah. Let me lend you a hand here. Repeat customer?
Not yet, but he will be.
Right on.
Feels comfortable shitting around me. Like,
hey, I mean, it doesn't really get... Once that happens, it's kind of like dating. You know, like you're fucking holding farts in and turds. And then it just gets to the point where like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to let it out. Yeah. And
it's going to happen.
We'll see how this goes.
It's going to happen.
You know? Everybody poops, right? So...
I've been burned a few times. Never trust a fart.
Yeah, I had that happen the other day.
You sharted?
As I get older, it happens more and more. So,
but, fucking poor Katie cleaning her underwear.
I know, it's... Actually, I don't wear underwear. But... Start well, let's on. Kick this fucking thing off,
let's
huh?
Let's do it, man.
All right, right on. There goes one right there.
What was that?
Scarletti fucking shit himself.
Burger King.
Yeah. What's the fucking Burger King story?
The Burger King story is pretty much I had a fucking the moment that guy had. And I was driving home from St. Pete, Tampa, home. I was on Interstate 4 driving home. and I had PDQ for lunch. And
wait, what? PDQ?
Yeah, PDQ is a fast food chain down in like in the South. What does it stand for?
Pretty damn quick.
No.
Something quality.
People PDQ? People dedicated to quality.
Yeah. No shit, I've never heard of it.
So anyways, I stop at PDQ, I get something to eat. I get back on the road. It's not 7-8 minutes going down the road where it just comes upon me and I need to unleash the fury of hell. So I pull off the closest exit. Soon as you get off the exit, the only thing that was there was a Wendy's. I pull into the parking lot of Wendy's. I shit you not. I barely got out of my truck. I found the nearest bush that
get the fuck
I could
out of
fucking
here.
Hide in. And
you fucking hit in a Wendy's bush?
Yeah, fucking hit in a Wendy's bush, did my thing, took my shoes off, used my socks to wipe my ass. As I'm finishing up, I look up and just so happen to see a mother and her two little boys sitting in the fucking window of Wendy's. And they're watching. I think even one of the little kids had his phone out, and I'm like, oh, this isn't going to be good. But I got back in my truck and went home, had a little bit of shit in my pants.
2 hours later, you were on social media or fucking trending on Twitter.
Yeah, my wife got a kick out of it. I mean, she still to this day gives me shit about it. Hey, remember when you shit your pants?
Holy fuck. Well, those are some shitty stories.
They're
no
pretty
pun
shitty.
Intended. Just, all right, fuck it. Let's get it on.
Finding suitable mental health medications can be a challenge. The GeneSight test may help. Did you know that genetics can play an important role in gaining insight on how a person may respond to various medications? Understanding this may help reduce medication trial and error. GeneSight is a genetic test that analyzes variations in DNA. It shows how genes may affect someone's metabolism or response to medications commonly prescribed to treat depression, anxiety, and other mental health conditions. Visit GeneSight.com for more information.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.